சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 13 வெர்ஸ் 15. சர்வேந்திரிய குணாபாசம் சர்வேந்திரிய விவர்ஜிதம் அசக்தம் சர்வபிருச்சைவ நிர்குணம் குணபோக்த்ருச்ச லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா has entered the new topic, that is Gneyam Brahma, from the 13th verse onwards. Gneyam Brahma can be studied from two angles. Gneyam Brahma, that Brahman which is to be known, Gneyam Brahma, can be studied from two angles. The scriptures present those two angles. First angle is that Gneyam Brahma can be studied from existence angle. Gneyam Brahma can be studied from the existence angle. The second or another angle of Gneyam Brahma study is from the consciousness angle. From consciousness angle also, we can study the same Gneyam Brahma. So from these two angles, we are going to know what is Gneyam Brahma. We are going to know what is Gneyam Brahma through existence study and through consciousness study. So what is existence? First I have to study. And what is consciousness? I have to study. Once I study from these two angles, I am coming to know what is Gneyam Brahma. That is what Lord Krishna talking in these slokas, especially from 13th to 18th shloka. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Six slokas are the gem slokas. If you study these six slokas, you have studied Bhagavad Gita in Artham. If you have missed any one of these sloka, your Bhagavad Gita study is incomplete. That is the crux of Vedanta. So Lord Krishna is presenting in the previous sloka, this pure existence we are studying now. Pure existence is known as Satta. In scriptural language, it is called Satta. Irppudal, in Tamil, it is called Irppudal. Irukkara Tanmai. That Satta, pure existence, you cannot see with your eyes. It is not visible. It is not tangible. It is not gross. It is very, very, very subtle, subtler, subtlest, because it is formless. That pure existence is formless. Therefore, it is very difficult to grasp that pure existence. This pure existence, Lord Krishna says, it is like a space, just like the space. Space doesn't have a form. Even though it doesn't have a form, the space, you understand the space. Your intellect is very agile. Our own intellect is very agile in grasping the space which doesn't have a form. When you have a storeroom,
you dump everything. Once you are dumping, you ask the person, some more space is there? Tell me. I want to dump some more. You know? Is there some more space? You are asking a person to dump your things in the storeroom. You are asking that person as though he is seeing the space. And the person says, yes, amma, servant. Yes, amma, nariya space irukkan solva. As though he has seen. And you are also accepting, he is also accepting the space. Then I will ask you a question. Have you seen the space? Have you seen the space? No. Without seeing the space, its form, how are you able to accept the space? Tell me now. Without seeing the space, you are not able to touch it, you are not able to see its form, you are not able to smell it, you are not able to touch it, you are not able to hear anything that space is there or not. No proof. How your intellect is able to grasp? Like that, similarly, you have to grasp the pure existence. Even though it doesn't have a form, you have to grasp that pure existence. How? The pure existence is that along with nama rupa. Pure existence you have to grasp in every nama rupa. Once the pure existence is you are grasping through nama rupa, that existence is called sopadhika satta. It is known as sopadhika satta. What do you mean by sopadhika satta? Upadhi sahita satta anartham. The satta, the existence, along with a upadhi, a medium. This is called sopadhika satta. You can never grasp a nirupadhika satta. Pure existence, you can never grasp without any medium. Therefore, nirupadhika satta means a satta without medium, without an upadhi, without an object, without a thing. Upadhi means a thing or object or a medium through which you recognize that easiness. So pure easiness not available for your perception. Pure easiness is not available for your perception. Therefore, pure easiness you have to recognize through a sopadhikam, upadhi sahitam, satta. How to grasp this pure existence through upadhi? Existence means easiness. Irppudal, irkkara tanmai. In English, existence. In short form, easiness. That's why I said write existence in capital E. That existence is a pure existence is known as easiness. Clip ease, you don't say clip existence. Every time you need not use the word is existence, existence, existence. What is the short form of existence? Clip is that easiness. That easiness, you easiness, clip minus easiness, clip minus easiness, what? Clip is, clip is, remove the easiness in the clip. Clip is existence. Now, clip is existent. Remove the existence from the clip, that easiness. Once you remove the existence, opposite to existence is what? Non-existence. That means clip is non-existent. Once you remove the easiness from the clip, that is existence. Other than existence, what is there? Non-existent. Appa clip ennaido? Non-existent. That means a non-existent clip you cannot see. An existent clip only you can see. A non-existent clip you cannot see. Very subtle point you have to focus. As I show the clip, you say clip is. Next step, take out the easiness intellectually. Clip ease, take out the easiness. Then clip become what? Non-existence. Non-existence means you cannot perceive. If it is non-existent, can you perceive? You are perceiving the clip because of what now? Existence. You are perceiving the clip because of easiness. If you take out the easiness, you are taking out the existence. If you are taking out the existence, means it is non-existent. A non-existent thing you cannot see. You are seeing means, what it means? Easiness. To experience the clip, what is important now? Tell me. Easiness. But that easiness you cannot see with your eyes. But you have to grasp clip is, mic is, man is, woman is, every object is. That easiness is called existence, that existence is called satta, that satta is called satyam, that satyam is called Brahma Swarupam, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. That Satyam is called Sat, that Sat is called Satta, that Satta is equal to existence, that existence is called easiness, that easiness is imperceptible, invisible, intangible. It is grasped through objects. That is called Brahman. Sadeva deva somya idamagra asit, Chandogya Upanishad 6th chapter. Sadeva asit, that sat, pure existence alone was there. You cannot see that existence. You grasp through the objects. Since that sat happens to be Brahman, as you are seeing the object, what type of object? Existent object or non-existent? Existent object you are seeing. Once you are seeing the existence object, along with object, you are understanding second entity. What is that? Existence, easiness. You are seeing only nama rupa, but you are understanding easiness. Without easiness, cannot you experience the object. Why? Without easiness, it becomes non-existent. A non-existent entity you cannot experience. Now you are experiencing the clip because of clip or easiness? You are experiencing the clip because of easiness or a clip? Easiness. Now which is most important? Easiness is important. If easiness you take out, it become non-existent. You become more uneasy. Easiness you take out, you become uneasy. Yeah, nah, I cannot experience anything. Husband is, wife is, son is, daughter is, house is, car is. If you remove the easiness, all nama rupas out. Nama, rupa, karma, every object has got its own function, its own form, its own name. Nama, rupa, karma. Every object has got its own form, its own name, its own karma, action. Nama, rupa, karma, eva, jagat. Whole nama, rupa, karma is mithya. It doesn't have existence of its own. It borrows existence from Brahman. Brahman is sat. Satta matrama, satta, 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 easiness, easiness, easiness. Therefore, next lesson is what Lord Krishna says, you have to see that easiness as a noun. It's not a property. When I say tall tree, the tallness happens to be what? Adjective. Property. Tree is what? Noun. Tree is a noun. tallness of the tree is a property. A noun is the tree, an adjective that which reveals the noun. Tallness, which reveals, when I say tallness, what is the tallness? Please tell me, what is the tall? I say, tree is very tall. So tallness revealing the tree. Tallness revealing the tree. Tree is the substance. Tallness is the property. This is one angle of understanding noun and property. Property is that which reveals the noun. Tall man. The tallness reveals the man. This is one type of example where the property reveals the noun. But the second type of example I want to give you, golden chain. Golden chain. Here also the same law you apply. What? Chain is a noun. Chain is a noun. Gold is property. Gold is a property. Golden chain. Here also property is revealing the substance. Property is revealing the substance chain. No. In this example, the property, what you are thinking, golden, Kalyan Jewelers. I'm going to start. Kalyan Jewelers, that property, golden, what you are thinking, it is not revealing the chain substance, because there is no chain substance at all. There is no chain substance at all. The substantiality of the chain is the substantiality of the gold, because there is no chain other than gold. Since there is no chain other than gold, the chain cannot be the substance, it is a property. Here golden is not a property. This property revealing the noun bangle is wrong. Okay? Now you have to reverse it. Bangle is a property. It is a shape, a new particular shape of that substance, gold. Chain is a property. It has got a particular shape which is revealing the substance called gold. Instead of saying golden chain, chainy gold, you have to say. Chainy gold, not China gold. Chainy gold. Gold that which is in chain form. Chain shape. Gold that which is in bangle form. Bangle shape. Bangly gold. Bangly gold. Gold which is in the form of bangle. Bangle is the property of the gold substance. Therefore, gold is the substance. Is there a bangle substance separately other than gold? Never. Therefore, bangly gold, chainy gold, ringy gold. Gold is in that form. Similarly, you say clay pot. You take pot as a noun, clay as a property. According to Vedanta, it is not clay pot. Don't take the clay, because there is no pot called substance. Clay, that is a property revealing the substance noun. Pot noun. Is it a substance? Like tree, it is a substance? No. Here, pot is not a substance. Clay is not a property revealing the pot noun, because there is no pot. Therefore, reverse it. Pot, which is a property revealing the clay substance.
part which is revealing the clay's substance. Therefore, clay is the noun. What type of clay? Potty clay. Potty clay. Clay which is in the form of pot. Therefore, what is substance? Clay is the substance. Okay, examples are fine. Now come to Darshtanta. World is, when you say, world is a noun. According to people, world is noun. Then what type of world? Existent world. Existence becomes a property. This property revealing the world. What existence here? Property. People are taking. One world? Irukkara ulagam. Ulagam vandhi noun. Irukkaradangarade property. People are taking. So, existence is property. This existence revealing what? World which is noun. According to people. Now we are asking, this existence property you are telling, it is revealing. Every property has to reveal its noun. Yes? Clear? Every attribute or adjective or property must reveal its noun. Why? Adjective can never exist separate from the noun. Adi theriyumillayo? Appa. Adjective or property can never exist separate from the noun. Now, see here only very important point. Now you are taking existence as a property. World as a noun. Can this world exist? Noun must exist without property, but property cannot exist without noun. Is it not? A noun can exist without that property, but property can never. Orange color never exists without the vastram. Can vastram exist without orange color? Is it not? Enna konja naal fade a pogum vastram irukum and the color poidum. But vastram, with compared to color property, vastram is permanent. If you take this existence as a property, world as a noun. Now remember the pot and the clay. The world is not a substance. World is not a substance. There is no substance called world, really speaking. If you take out the existence from the world, in the example chunna point ippudu sollanum ninge. If I world is chunnal, is a property. You take out the isness, the property, world become what? Non-existent. If I take out the easiness from the world, world becomes non-existent. Existence, if I take out from the world, world become non-existence. And it loses its substantiality. Therefore, world must be the noun, existence must be the substance. What type of existence is there? Worldly existence. Existence which is in the form of world. Clippy existence. Existence is in the form of clip. Existence in the form of mic. Existence in the form of desk. Existence in the form of house. Existence in the form of man. Existence in the form of everything. Every nama, rupa, karma. No nama, rupa without existence. If you take out the existence, nama rupa will become non-existence. So you want existence nama rupa or non-existent nama rupa? You want existent nama rupa or you want non-existent nama rupa? Existent nama rupa. Appa nama rupa important, existence is important. You are using the nama rupa, but its existence borrowed from Brahman, who is the original substance, Moola Satta, the Satta of your existence given. You have to contemplate a lot. That pure existence alone, now look at the shloka, Sarva Indriya Gunabhasam, it cannot have its own form
It is appearing through all sense organs and their functions. I said in the last class, guna means function. So, sarva indriya guna bhasam, this consciousness is available. This is called what? Adhyaropa or apavada? Adhyaropa. I am superimposing or giving the existence to the indriya and their functions. We always superimpose like this. We transfer, this is called transferred epithet. In English grammar, there is a figure of speech called transferred epithet. You transfer its attributes to some other. Like running nose. Nose never run. Your cold you have, when water is running from the nose, you say what? Running nose. Water is running, not nose is running. You have transferred the runningness of the water to the nose. And using the word what? Running nose. Now tell me, this running nose expression is correct? I have transferred. Another example, drinking water. Water never drunk. Yeah, water can drink itself. Drinking water, it can never drink. You are using that water for drinking, therefore you superimpose that drinking of yours to water. Water never drink itself, but you are using what word? Drinking water. You are drinking water, your drinking action you are superimposing upon water. And you say what? Drinking water. And think, we are thinking intelligent we are. Shastra is asking, enna intelligent you are. Drinking water's word is not at all correct. Running nose, drinking water. Regularly we use another word, walking stick. The stick never walk. Walking stick. You are walking, you are superimposing upon the stick and staying that walking stick. Enna akramam. Appadina. Similarly, whole universe is nothing but existent world. World is nama, rupa, it has got its function, but its existentiality is from Brahman only. It doesn't have its own existence. Therefore, sarva indriya gunabhasam, this pure existence, is available through the functions of the sense organs. Sarva indriya gunabhasam, it is manifest, existence manifest. Abhasa means manifest, appear, as though it appears through the functions of all sense organs. Then, sarva indriya vivarjitam, yet it is free from all organs and their functions. Really speaking, this easiness belongs to the clip. This easiness is free from the clip. Easiness is not the property, product and part of the clip. It is an independent entity. Why? Easiness is here also. It does not belong to the clip. Mic is. Easiness belongs to the mic also. Mic cannot say, easiness is mine. Hey, easiness is also there. There. Everywhere it is there. You cannot become a part of that. It is not born from this. And really speaking, clip is born from easiness. Appadi sollanum. It is independent. It is all pervading in every object. It is available. Even that object goes, it exists in one form or other. Even that object goes, it survives in another form or other. It, if not, form is not there, pure existence will be there. But you cannot see that existence. You cannot grasp that existence. Now this easiness you see, clip existence, easiness. Since I say clip is, that easiness I grasp. I won't see easiness. ஃபார்ம்லெஸ் ஒன், ஹவு கேன் ஐ சி? சர்வ இந்திரிய விவர்ஜிதம், ஈவன் தி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ், வென் இட் கம்ஸ் டு யூ ஈஸினஸ், வாட் வேர்ட் யூ ஹவ் டு யூஸ்? இந்த லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் ஐ டோல்ட் யூ, தேர்ட் பர்சன் ஈஸினஸ், ஃபஸ்ட் பர்சனில் வாட்? ஆம்னெஸ், ஆம்னெஸ், ஐ ஆம், நான் இருக்கேன். ஸோ ஈஸினஸ் இஸ் இன் விச் ஃபார்ம்? ஆம்னெஸ், நான் இருக்கேனா இல்லையா? இருக்கேன். அப்போ என்ன இருக்கேன்னா? எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். எக்ஸிஸ்டன்னா ஈஸினஸ், ஈஸினஸ் என்ன? சத்தா, சத்தா மீன்ஸ் சத்தியம், சத்தியம் மீன்ஸ் பிரம்மன். தேர்ஃபார் ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன். ரிமூவ் த ஆம்னெஸ், ரிமூவ் த ஆம்னெஸ் அண்ட் சே உமன், ஐ ஆம் எ உமன். யூ ஹாவ் டு சே ரிமூவ் த ஆம்னெஸ், ஐ உமன் சொல்லுவேளே, சொல்ல முடியுமா? ஐ மேன், யூ டோன்ட் சே ஐ ஆம், ஐ ஆம் எ மேன், ஐ ஆம் எ உமன், ஐ ஆம் எ ஃபாதர். தட் ஆம் யூ ரிமூவ், ஐ பிகம் வாட்? நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட், இல்லாத அப்பா, இல்லாத அம்மா ஆயிடும். அதனால ஆம்னெஸ் இஸ் மஸ்ட், ஆம்னெஸ் இஸ் மஸ்ட். தட் இஸ் வை ஐ ஆம், ஐ ஆம், ஐ ஆம் யூ சே. அதர் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஈஸ் ஈஸ் ஈஸ், நான் 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 இருக்கேன் இருக்கேன். அந்த ஆம்னெஸ் தான் பிரம்மன். சின்ஸ் ஆம்னெஸ் இஸ் பிரம்மன், ஐ ஆம் ஏ பிரம்மன். விவர்ஜிதம் வித்தவுட் எனி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ், ஐ ஆம் வித் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ், ஐ ஆம் வித்தவுட் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ். வென் ஐ ஆம் சர்வ இந்திரிய விவர்ஜிதம் இன் டீப் ஸ்லீப் அன்டில் டெத் யூ நீட் நாட் ஸோ கோ. ஓகே சுவாமி, வென் மை பாடி இஸ் டெட், சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஆர் கான், ஐ ஆம். அப்போ நீங்கள் சொல்லவே முடியாது, கோ டு ஸ்லீப், நாட் நவ். டேக் த ஸ்லீப் எக்ஸாம்பிள், இன் ஸ்லீப் ஆம் ஐ தேர் ஆர் நாட்? ஐ ஆம் தேர். ஆம் ஐ வித் இந்திரிய குணாபாசம் ஆர் இந்திரிய விவர்ஜிதம்? இந்திரிய விவர்ஜிதம். தட் மீன்ஸ் ஆம் ஐ தேர் வித்தவுட் இந்திரியாஸ் அசோசியேஷன்? எஸ், இன் ஸ்லீப். தட் மீன்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் த பியோர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் பிரின்சிபல், ஆம் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ். In waking state alone, association with sense organs. In deep sleep, dissociation, apavada. That is apavada, absence. Then sarva bhruti, that pure existence sustains everything by lending existence. Existence by lending that it sustains. Desk is desk sustaining because of easiness, and the easiness edutana desk enna aidum, desk become absent. Irukkirade tanmai eduthavanna appo enna tanmai varum? Adukku illada tanmai varum. That easiness is sarva bhrut or not? Tell me now. That is called sarva bhrut. That which is lending the existence and allowing the objects to sustain as object. Clip is sustaining. Desk is sustaining with easiness. Carpet is sustaining with easiness. Fan is sustaining with easiness. Mic is sustaining with easiness. Box is sustaining with easiness. He is sustaining with easiness. Easiness is Brahman. Therefore, everyone is sustained by this pure existence. I am amness. Who is sustaining? Sarva bhrut, pure existence is sustaining this body. I am, kapparam, what you say? I am a Tamilian. I am a man. I am a woman. That man, woman, Tamilian, whatever you use, before that, compulsory, what you have to use? Am. Remove the am, existence. Tamil, all out. Man, out. Woman, out. That amness you remove, it doesn't have existence. Very, very toughest topic in the Bhagavad Gita. Okay, sarva bhrutu asaktam. At the same time, I am not, that pure existence is myself. I am not touched by the body. Asaktam. Easiness is not touched by the clip. Amness is not touched by the body or indriyams or anything. Am. Asaktam. Then guna bhoktru nirgunam. Even though shabdadidvarena I am knowing every sound, shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, guna bhoktru. What guna? Shabda guna, sparsha guna, rupa guna, rasa guna. Yesterday, Tamil puttandu, prasadam, rasa, taste. This I am is not touched by that. Just as the space, you see, you put a agarbatti in this hall. Is this space is tainted by or associated with that fragrance? If it is associated with that fragrance, suppose, after agarbatti all gone, also that fragrance must be there. But it is not there in the space. That means space is not associated with the fragrance. But fragrance is in the space. Adhe madri, yesterday prasadam. Saptalo, naan sapta. Prasadam or poli, something, whatever you have taken. Rasa, you have experienced. Guna bhoktru. Rasa guna, you are a bhoktru, you have enjoyed. But today, poli, guna, you are enjoying. No, but you are there or not? Thank God, you are there. But poli, rasa is not there, that guna is not there now, that prasada, guna is not there now. 1 hour before, rain. Sparsha, you have experienced. That guna has gone. Now you are having that rain sparsha, you don't have. Therefore, you are nirgunam. Rain varambodhu guna bhoktru, now nirgunam. What gunam? The sparsha gunam. And the rain la varambodhu, every one of you are drenched today. I know that. Even before sitting in the car also, the sparsha. Varsha sparsha. You have got that guna, sparsha guna. You have experienced. Therefore, you are guna bhoktru or not? Best example. Practical example. This is called practicals. Okay. That sparsha guna of that rain you have experienced. After coming here, what happened to that sparsha? Varsha sparsha. You are nirgunam or guna, that varsha sparsha still you are having. Kadiyadilliyo? Irinda edha check pannikano skin. Now you are not having. Now you are nirgunam. The sparsha guna is not there now. Previous 1 hour before, 1.5 hour before, you are a guna bhoktru. Now you are nirgunam. In the practical la jolnada puriyo namak. Guna bhoktru cha nirgunam aham. Next shloka.
Bahirantascha bhutanam. Acharam charameva cha. Sukshmatvat tad vigneyam. Durastham chanti ke chatat.
In the last class, I took this 15th sloka 4 minutes. Today, I have taken this sloka 42 minutes. Because it needs that much explanation. If you understand these 6 slokas, Vedanta is a walkover. இந்த 6 ஸ்லோகம் புரியாமலே நீங்கள் வருஷக்கணக்கில் 60 வருஷம் கிளாஸில் உட்கார்ந்தானோ யூஸ்லெஸ்.
தட்ஸ் வை ஐ ஆம் ட்ராயிங் யுவர் அட்டென்ஷன் டுவர்ட்ஸ் தீஸ் ஸ்லோகாஸ் டெலிபரேட்லி. ஐ ஆம் ஸ்பெண்டிங் டைம் டு சே அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி சிம்பிள் இன் தி 6 ஸ்லோகாஸ் வெரி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட். தட் இஸ் வை நவ் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் ஃபியூச்சர்ஸ் ஆஃப் தட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். தட் இஸ் வாட் அவர் டாபிக், டிஃப்ரெண்ட் ஃபியூச்சர்ஸ் ஆஃப் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். பஹிஹி அந்தஹா ச பூதானாம், வேர் இஸ் திஸ் பியூர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ்? அந்தர் பஹிஷ்ச யத் சர்வம் வியாப்ய நாராயண ஸ்திதஹ. அந்த பியூர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் தான் நாராயண. நாராயண ஒன்லி பியூர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். உனக்கு பியூர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் புரியாதுன்னு சொல்லி சின்ன வயசில் என்ன சொன்னேன், நாராயணான்னு சொல்லப்பா, எங்கே இருக்கார் அப்பா? அப்பா உள்ள இருக்கார், வெளியில் இருக்கார். அப்பான்னா நம்ம அப்பா இல்லை, அந்த நாராயண பகவான். ஹூ இஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் பிரின்சிபல்? பஹிஹி அந்தஹ. பஹிஹி மீன்ஸ் எக்ஸ்டர்னல், அவுட் சைடு. அண்ட் இன்சைடு அந்தஹா, இன்சைடு ஆல்சோ. இன்சைடு அண்ட் அவுட் சைடு ஆஃப் வாட்? இன்சைடு ஸ்பேஸ் இஸ் இன்சைடு அண்ட் அவுட் சைடு. Space is inside the hall and outside the hall also. Similarly, here existence is also within the Nama Rupa and outside the Nama Rupa. Bahihi Antaha. Once it is Antaha, it is available for perception through the object. Once it is outside, you cannot grasp it. Through other objects you have to grasp. Therefore, that existence is inside amness, in the form of amness. Outside in the form of easiness. Bahihi in the form of easiness. Antaha in the form of amness. Yo veda nihitam guhayam. And the am. To be conscious of, I must exist or I must non-exist? Exist. The existent one only can be conscious of. Therefore, to be conscious of, I must exist. Therefore, I am. Amness illamale, consciousness a irukka mudiyadhu. Illaiyo? Na conscious a irukke, anal naan illai anna. Hey, ni conscious a irukkanavanna, ni irukkanavappa. இல்லாமலே கான்ஷியஸாக இருக்க முடியுமா? அதுக்கு தான் ஐ ரிஃபர்ஸ் டு சித் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ், ஆம் ரிஃபர்ஸ் டு சத் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். ஐ ரிஃபர்ஸ் டு கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் சித் சைதன்யம், ஆம்னஸ் ரிஃபர்ஸ் டு எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் சத் பியோர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். தட் சத் அண்ட் சித் போத் ஆர் ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம். சதேவ சித்து சிதேவ சத். ஐ இஸ் ஐ ஆம். ஆம் வித்தவுட் ஆம் ஐ கெனாட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட். வித்தவுட் ஐ ஆம் கெனாட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட். என்ன ஐ? என்ன அப்புறம் ஐ இஸ் ஐ, நாட் திஸ் ஐ. ஐ ஆம், தட் இஸ் ரிலவெண்ட். ஆம் இஸ் ரிலவெண்ட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஐ. ஐ இஸ் ரிலவெண்ட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஆம். With regard to the sentient beings, what about the clip, desk and all? There I is not manifesting. Amness, that easiness alone is prominent. Here I consciousness is prominent. So with this consciousness, I have to recognize the amness, I have to recognize the easiness outside. Bahihi antaha, I have to recognize as amness. Bahihi, I have to recognize that existence as easiness. Bahihi antaha. Of what? Bhutanam. Bhutanam means beings. Am I being or not? Being. Human being. Therefore, antaha existence is there in the human being. In what form? Amness. Bahihi existence is there. Outside existence is there in what form? Easiness. Bahirantascha bhutanam.
That is why you say cat is, rat is, bird is, elephant is. You say is. Vahihi. Antaha, I is, you don't say. Inna? What parrot is, bird is, elephant is, horse is, cow is, that easiness is converted when it comes to first person as am. Am alone first person, is in third person. Third person is alone is am in first person. Kuncham grammar. Puriyada? Bahirantascha bhutana. Ippo, at amness happens to be myself. Nan am, I am Shalambod, I am Nana Ilya. Mere Aravdala. Nane dane? I am. That amness happens to be the easiness. Easiness happens to be existence. Existence happens to be Brahman. Upanishad says, Brahman happens to be amness. Repeat, deliberately I am repeating. I know that I am repeating. Brahman happens to be easiness. That easiness third person happens to be amness in the first person. That I am is what? Brahman. Now I am Brahman in this body and outside the body also. In other bodies, in other objects, as easiness I am there. Now where am I? Narayana is inside and outside, or I am inside and outside. Can I say I am inside now? I cannot say I am inside. Why? I am. Now body is, this existence is inside the body, or body is inside the existence. Space is in the hall, hall is in the space. Pot is in the space, or space is in the pot. Space is in the pot. Space is in the pot. If say space is in the pot, and the pot space vedil illana aayidum. Space is not in the pot. Pot is in the space. Consciousness is inside or outside? Existence is inside or outside? Shastra in the beginning it says it is inside. Yo veda nihitam guhayam apananna irukka. Ulla irukkar, kadandu ulla irukkar kadavil. Okay, that is for listening. But logically it will never stand. Then what? What stands for logic? I am pure existence, consciousness principle in everybody is not right statement. Everybody is in me, the consciousness and existence. Appadi solanum. Because everywhere existence is there, since existence is consciousness, all names and forms are in the existence. Not existence is in the part, one object. All objects are in the existence. All objects are in the Sat. Brahman. Therefore, on the Sat Chitta Chollamale, Brahman is in every object. Preliminary statement. All objects are in Brahman is the right statement. Second right statement. That is also not right. All objects are nothing but Brahman. Brahmarpanam Brahmahavi. First statement is what? Brahman is in all objects. Through in the form of easiness, in the form of amness, in the form of I, Sattu, Chittu, Brahman is ellathukulla irukkarna. Adhukapra enna chonnam? Second statement lo, all objects are within Brahman. Appadi chonnam. All namarupas are within Brahman. Adhiyukka satyanda. But ultimate satyam enna theriyumo? All namarupas are not there other than Brahman. Brahman da irukka, existence da irukka, existence thavara onnume illa. Enna, I told you, if you take out the existence, easiness from the clip enna aidum? Non-existent aidum. Andha maari ella porul undu easiness eduthurunga. Ella porul undu easiness you take out intellectually. Enna aagum? Whole world become non-existent. Adhikda, W-O-R-L-D, world is nothing but a word. L remove pannungo. எள்ளு தெரியுமோ, எள்ளு பேக் போன். இந்த பேக் போன் எடுத்துருங்க, மனிதன் உட்கார முடியுமா? ரிமூவ் த பேக் போன். இஃப் யூ ரிமூவ் பேக் போன் யூ கேனாட் சிட், யூ கெனாட் செட், யூ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் அட் ஆல். இந்த உடம்பு ஃபுல்லாக அப்படியே மெல்ட் ஆகிடும், டுங்கு நமக்கு எல்லா போன் எடுத்துடுங்கோ, எல்லாம் எடுத்துடுங்கோ, அந்த அஸ்தி பஞ்சரம் எல்லாம் எடுத்துட்டோன்னா இட் பிகம் ஏ கிளாட் ஆஃப் பிளட் ஃப்ளஷ், இட் கேன் நாட் ஸ்டாண்ட் ஆர் சிட். வாட் மேக்ஸ் யூ டு ஸ்டாண்ட் ஆர் சிட்? த ஸ்கெலட்டன். அது மாதிரி அந்த எல்லு வேர்ல்டில், எல் இஸ் வாட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், பிரம்மன், பியூர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். இஃப் யூ டேக் அவுட் த எல், டபுள் மீனிங், வேர்ல்ட் பிகம் எ வேர்ட் ஆன் யுவர் லிப், நோ வேர்ல்ட் அட் ஆல். யூ ஹாவ் டு ட்ராவல் எ லாட். ஓகே, இப்படி சொல்லிகிட்டே இருப்பேன், ட்ராவல் எ லாட் லாட்டன்னு. ஏன்னா என்ன எட்டு அத்தியாயம் இருக்கு, என்ன 18 சாப்டர்ஸ், நோ தட்ஸ் வை. See, look at the sloka. Sarvabhutanam bahihi antaha aham. Otherwise, meaning, word to word meaning, நான் சொல்லிட்டே போன, உனக்கு ஜென்ம ஜென்மா சாகும் மோக்ஷம் வரத்துக்கு, தெரியுமா? Very difficult to teach these slokas. Very difficult. This presentation is a unique presentation. Very difficult. Acharam charamevacha. Another interesting. Pure existence is charam and acharam also. Why? இப்போ எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் நமக்கு ரொம்ப ஈஸி புரிஞ்சுக்கிறது, ஈஸினஸ் இருக்கா இல்லையோ கிளிப்பில்? ஆஸ் த கிளிப் மூவிங், ஈஸினஸ் ஆல்சோ மூவிங். வை? நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.